はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
秋広です。
Sachiko here. Lower Intermediate Lesson number 33, Athletic Meet. 今日のテーマは運動会です。
運動会か。
Yeah, athletic meets that we have in school usually once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of memories do we have of 運動会?
Not a good one.
Why?
Unfortunately.
Why? What kind of memories do you have?
運動音痴だったもん。
So we covered this in the previous lesson. 運動, exercise. 音痴, not good at.
Yes.
So you're not good at exercising.
Mm-hmm.
As you say, but I think you're pretty good at sports. You look very good at sports.
I only look.
What about you, Akihiro? What kind of memories do you have?
運動よりなんかお弁当が楽しかった。
So you were looking more forward to eating the lunch.
なんか給食じゃなくてなんかおにぎりとか、
あ、
そういうのが楽しかったかな。
確かに確かに。 Because in Japanese public school, you usually have 給食, which is distributed food. It's a lunch that's prepared by the school.
Yes.
It's all calculated nutrition-wise and calorie-wise. And so, and they're very strict, right? Teachers are very strict about you eating 給食 until the very last drop.
Yes.
And so, 運動会 is one day of freedom away from the 給食.
Yeah, usually mothers make lunch and bring it to you.
Yeah. Okay, so today's conversation is about 運動会 and how a little girl fared in it.
Today is 運動会だ。みんな頑張るように。
先生、うちのクラスは何組ですか？
うちのクラスは赤組だ。みんな白の鉢巻きを巻いたらダメだぞ。
アリサ、運動会はどうだった？
赤組は優勝したけど、私は徒競走で2位だったの。
優勝か。すごいじゃん。
でも、一生懸命走ったのに、徒競走で負けちゃったから、喜び半分って感じだわ。
次は、英語が入ります。
明日は運動会だ。みんな頑張るように。
Tomorrow is sports day. Everyone be sure you try hard.
先生、うちのクラスは何組ですか?
Teacher, what color team are we going to be?
うちのクラスは赤組だ。みんな、白の鉢巻きを巻いたらダメだぞ。
Our class is on the red team. Everyone make sure you don't wear a white headband.
アリサ、運動会はどうだった?
How was sports day?
赤組は優勝したけど、私は徒競走で2位だったの。
Red won it all, but I came in second place in the running race.
優勝か。すごいじゃん。
You guys won it all? That's great.
でも、一生懸命走ったのに、徒競走で負けちゃったから、喜び半分って感じだわ。
Yeah, but I lost the race, even though I ran as hard as I could. So for me, this victory is only half as sweet.
So everybody, what did you think of the conversation?
徒競走で2位はすごいと思うな。
I think so too. Second place in a race is not
bad. Yes, that's a good job.
Yeah, but what if there were only two people or three people?
Good point.
you never know.
You never know.
アリサは2位で悔しいって言ってるからね。すごい運動得意なのかな。
かもね。She's probably very competitive and very athletic.
Yes.
Because she's very upset that she only came in second. Wow. Okay, so let's go over the vocabulary that came up today. first vocabulary, please.
運動会
Athletic meet.
運動会運動会
Now this can be broken down into two words. Mm-hmm. What are they?
運動
which means exercise.
会
which could be anything from a meeting or a meet or a game. Mm-hmm. We can use
or,
it for anything.
Yeah, for a party.
Yeah, events.
Yes.
Any kind of gathering mm-hmm. is a 会 mm-hmm. mm, okay. Next vocabulary, please.
頑張る
To try one's best.
頑張る頑張る
Now,What is the more imperative form and a more masculine way of saying do your best?
頑張れ
Oh, yeah. 頑張れ That's what your coach would say to you because he would be a little bit more strict. 頑張って is sort of a warm, supportive feeling behind it, doesn't it? But 頑張れis like, you better do your job or else. Okay. Next vocabulary, please.
優勝
Victory.
優勝優勝
So this would be for number one. What about someone who came in second place? What would that be?
準優勝
Yes. And the 準, the character for 準 stands for?
Semi.
Semi, mm-hmm. sort of, right. So you can use that for other things too.
Yes.
決勝 is the final game. 準決勝 is the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Next vocabulary, please.
一生懸命
Very hard.
一生懸命め、い、一生懸命。
So how would you say, I work hard every day?
一生懸命、毎日働いてます。
Now can you say that about yourself? Yes!
全然、全然働いてません。すいません。
いやいや。頑張ってくれてます。Now let's break down this word, 一生懸命。The first half, 一生、what does that mean?
A lifetime?
Yeah, a lifetime. And the latter half, 懸命。That's sort of like, try really hard, is
Yeah, I
it?
Think so.
So, all together, it means really, really hard. The next vocabulary, please.
徒競走
A race.
徒競走徒競走
So, this is just a running race, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's written with a weird kanji, so it kind of threw me off, but...
It's just...
A race. Kakeko. Okay, mm-hmm. kakeko in casual form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next vocabulary, please.
負ける
To lose
負ける負ける
Now the opposite of that would be
勝つ
To win And the kanji for 勝つ is the same as the second character in 優勝勝つ、
mm-hmm.
Next vocabulary please
喜び
Joy
喜び喜び
And the next vocabulary please
半分
Half
半分
Now, in our conversation today, the last line, it says, 喜び半分 What does that mean?
Half glad, half sad.
Yeah. That she wasn't, her team won, but mm-hmm. she came in second, personally. Mm-hmm. So, her joy is sort of compromised.
Wow.
Okay, the last vocabulary, please.
はちまき
Headband.
はちまきはちまき
Okay, let's look at today's grammar point, which is 一生懸命 something something のに Now, where does that pop up in our conversation?
一生懸命走ったのに徒競走で負けちゃった
So despite running really, really hard, she lost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you use のに, what usually precedes that?
A verb.
Okay.You would typically be talking about past events.
Yes, something
saying,
that already happened.
Right, because you're saying, oh, I did this, yet this happened. So it's usually the past tense. So in this case, 走った is the past tense of
走る
which is the dictionary form of to run.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an example coming from my life experience. 一生懸命勉強したのに成績が悪かった。
本当ですか?
すごい悪かった成績。Don't even talk about it. So despite studying really hard, I got bad grades in school. So 勉強する is the dictionary form of study.
Mm-hmm.
And 勉強した is the past tense.
Yes.
勉強したのに。
一生懸命練習したのに間違えちゃった。
I practiced really hard, but I failed.
パソコンで一生懸命書いたのに消しちゃったとか。
よくあること。
ある。
ある。ある。思い出しちゃった。
思い出しちゃった。
She's having a panic attack. What should we do? Call the doctor.
あるよね、そうよね。
あるある。So the sentence was, I was typing really hard on the computer, but the data was erased. It was deleted.
一生懸命書いたのにね。
一生懸命書いた。Which is to write. 書く is to write.But we can use it for computers too, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why, Natsuko, why were you having a panic attack?
Ah, 想像したくない。
She doesn't want to think about it, so we won't go there. Okay, so be sure to check out JapanesePod101.com, print out the PDF, and go to the Learning Center. We have tons more information that we didn't have time to cover today. And write in, definitely leave us a post about your experience in athletic meets, 運動会 at your school.Okay, so see you next week.
じゃあまた来週。
また来週。
明日は運動会だ。みんな頑張るように。
先生、うちのクラスは何組ですか？
うちのクラスは赤組だ。みんな白の鉢巻きを巻いたらダメだぞ。
アリサ、運動会はどうだった？
赤組は優勝したけど、私は徒競走で2位だったの。
優勝か。すごいじゃん。
でも、一生懸命走ったのに、徒競走で負けちゃったから、喜び半分って感じだわ。
次は、英語が入ります。
明日は運動会だ。みんな頑張るように。
Tomorrow is sports day. Everyone be sure you try hard.
先生、うちのクラスは何組ですか?
Teacher, what color team are we going to be?
うちのクラスは赤組だ。みんな、白の鉢巻きを巻いたらダメだぞ!
Our class is on the red team. Everyone make sure you don't wear a white headband.